RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
People come to me all the time and they're told, I can't wear contact lenses and my glasses don't work well. Well, there's one guy who can tell us about the total armamentarium of an excellent contact lens fitter. There's so many varieties and shapes and flowers and stuff that there's something for everybody. And I'm delighted to bring back my friend Paul Kuwald, who has spent his life and is the second generation of contact lens specialists, who deals with all of these materials and adapts them to whatever eye he meets. So, Paul, thanks for being back. And can you just sort of share a little bit of how you have adapted your practice over the years to the variety of eyeballs that come your way?
Well, good morning, Dr. Abel. It's indeed been a challenge, and just like your previous participant in your radio show, you know, we have to kind of move with the times, and lots of us indeed feel left behind. When I first came into this field, say with 1972, as far as actually working, participating with patients, and we still basically had one unit, one animal to work with, which was the old PMMA hard lens that probably brought a lot of bad memories maybe to people, which then has evolved into a plethora of soft lens options. And today, I think in 2016, where I feel fortunate in trying to help individual patients is that we have so many tools in the toolbox. And but for the practitioner, the challenge is making sure that you know how to use all the tools in the toolbox in order to best provide care for your patient. And there really isn't, I truly believe that if a patient is patient with the patient, then the practitioner should be able to successfully fit pretty much anyone. I was just going to say that individuals who are then, well, we can't do you with a soft lens, in 2016, it's almost, it seems bizarre when someone can't wear a soft lens, or most patients just think, I need it easy, I need it quick, I need it out of a box. And yet many, many, many people who might like to wear contact lenses, they might not fit in the box, but you have to fit them outside the box.
And first you have to have the eyeball prepared with the best possible hygiene, the best possible support with wearing a lens, and you help give people that information as well, don't you?
Absolutely. If I do my job as the practitioner assessing what's best for that particular eyeball, and then in our practice, we have two instructors that have spent, I mean, literally 35, close to 40 years of instructing these various types of lenses, from old hard lenses to new scleral lenses to hybrid lenses, which is a whole new family over the last, you know, decade or so, because the care and feeding, the maintenance of that contact lens is of critical importance. If we're going to go stick the lens back in our eye again, we have to still stress little things like the basics, which are just as important in contact lenses as it is to golf, tennis, baseball, whatever, that the basic skills of wash your hands and actually use maybe hot soapy water, using even the right kind of soap, like washing your hands with Dove right before you clean a lens. Maybe we should be using Neutrogena or Ivory or even a little baby shampoo just to get our fingertips and hands cleaned. And then even making sure that the continued wettability of the lens, keeping our eyes hydrated with drinking lots of water, the omega-3s, and using some artificial tears goes a long way in making that patient happy at the beginning, but then that they're happy a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later.
Well, as you said about the gamer, once they get it down, they get some muscle, memory muscle. Well, they get memory muscle with their lenses, too. Can you share some of the exotic lenses? You mentioned hybrid. You meant scleral shell, which for blind eyes people can have. Can you just give me a brief rundown on those different ones that people may not know about?
Sure. I'll start first with the sclerals, just because the in the interest of just how time, how sometimes we make great circles in technology, and the initial lenses of the mid and late 40s and even early 50s were lenses that were lacquer lenses, scleral lenses, where they would take molds of the eye, and then that, because those materials were not oxygen permeable, they created, you know, problems. But then now, 2014, 2015, 2016, in order to bring sight to people with extremely disfigured corneas or after even accidents that will occur, either chemical or mechanical, scleral lenses are now an important aspect, which they cover, say, 16 millimeters or more of the globe surface of the eye. We can put numerous types of prescriptions in there. It covers the entire eye so that the patient really doesn't feel their own lid going up and down over the contact lens, and you can use medications with them as well. Hybrids, which really have, I believe, maybe our fifth incarnation over a period of many years. You remember we had lenses that were called Saturn lenses way back in the day, which was same the concept of a hard lens and a soft edge. And we've evolved really through a number of iterations. And today there are five, six, or more types of hybrid lenses for both corneal abnormalities, pre and post implant surgery, pre and post even RK and laser surgery, where if someone can't, for certain reasons, adapt to a rigid type of lens, these hybrids allow for that kind of softer edge concept. We might not be able to tweak or modify a lens as precisely as we can with a rigid lens, but we can do far more in 2016 than we could even 2 and 3 years ago to make it. It may be the last resort, let's say, before contemplating some type of corneal or surgical intervention.
You know, what's interesting is that people want LASIK and the quick fix, but not everybody can do it. Not always is it perfect, but the people like you can help perfect it. And you can also help perfect people with corneal disease, that their only other alternative is a through-and-through corneal transplant. So it's so important to have people like you, Paul, be able to give them redeemable vision. 20/30 vision is wonderful, as opposed to seeing just the big E with a pair of glasses.
Absolutely.
And you make that possible. What would you tell people to think about in terms of asking their eye doctor?
I think in any aspect of medicine, it's always the patient's prerogative and actually their duty to themselves or to a family member to ask the question that if someone else has tried this before I tried a contact lens, they might have tried it in a particular office, and though they have significant skills, that there's nothing wrong with getting a second or even a third opinion, because maybe they're, the tools that are used in a particular office, maybe someone else, can be referred to someone else, and I think that question has to be asked. And whether it's a roof on a home
you're right. We need to ask it, we need to recommend it, and we need people like you. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Or even call Paul Kuwald at 302-475-1000. 302-475-1000. Stay well.